Well then, I'm making the point then that our scientists are very suspicious of the intuitive judgment. But nevertheless, they all use it in the end.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
I hope everybody is feeling fine. This is episode number 49. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Giants Amongst Us, where we share in the unique human experience. And this is where you're going to hear real stories that are told by real people. People just like yourself, the relatable ones. If this is your first time tuning in, first of all, thank you. Kick your feet up, do whatever it is you do. Please do stay a while. What we do here is we share in the unique human experience. We talk story, connections are shared, journeys are shared about one's walk through the fire, walk through the desert, but transcending those struggles, those dark times, and coming out a more refined, refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed human being. So we embrace the struggle, the hard times, those fears and dark moments, those trying moments, but we also celebrate successes and those high points, the transformations that have occurred and continue to occur. And it's a reminder to anybody right now who's going through their own struggle, who's in the pit, who's in the mud, who feels hopeless, who feels helpless, that things can in fact get better. To be tested in those dark hours, going through the fire. You hear that sometimes, going through the fire. But what's the essence of fire in alchemy? For one, fire has the power to transform, break down substances, and create new ones. That's the quality of it. The ability to transmute base metals and turn them into gold. So it has the capability of refining ourselves in our own journey, in our own walk. And another thing it does is it's a purifier. Fire can burn away all the impurities and only leaving what's essential, what's necessary, what is the essence of who you are, of who I am, ridding anything that isn't needed, anything that isn't going to be beneficial, and only leaving behind our true essence. And fires that life force to drive our progress, to get us to where we need to be, to help us transcend, to build character, to build resilience. And that's some of the chemistry of what going through the fire can do for us. Teach us, build us, mold us, shape us into these resilient, these powerful, divine giants walking here in the flesh and experiencing what it is to be a human. So that's just another way to look at things. When we feel we're being tested, we're being tried, and our whole world is being thrown in the furnace, it's part of the process, and there's something that can be learned from the process, and there's something to be gained from it all. So with that being said, and before I get into today's topic, what I'm going to be talking about today, intuition. We're going to explore a little bit about intuition. Might do a few episodes about this. Usually on the other line, there's somebody who is sharing a bit of their story. They're opening their book up and they're sharing their story with us. But today is going to be solo bolo. This is in between the stories. And before I get into that, I just want to remind anybody who's listened to the show before, if any of you have found value in it, you appreciate the stories, you appreciate what we're doing over here, I just want to encourage you and invite you that one way you can help support the show free of charge, it's not going to cost you a dime, maybe just about a few minutes of your time, and that is you can go over to giantsamongstus.org, or you can follow the show notes. There's going to be a few links there. And those links are so you can do one of two things. You can leave a review, write a few lines, anything that you'd like to express about the show, something that sticks out, things that could be done better, positive, constructive criticism, whatever it is, encouraging words, an episode that you enjoyed, or, you know, just anything. So you can write a few lines, or you can leave a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-star review, whatever you feel is fitting. And what that's going to do is it'll do one of two things. It's going to help us on the back end create a better, more improved and polished overall listening experience for you, because that's what it's about. It's about creating something that has some value. It has some meaning. And I really mean it when I say that is the whole purpose and essence of the show. It's to have genuine connections and to give these stories wings so they could fly into the homes and the ears of people from all over and encourage and inspire and help motivate and plant seeds that can one day flourish and grow into something promising, nourishing, and fulfilling to somebody else who is going through it right now, who has tried once, twice, three times to make changes, but they haven't seemed to be able to get across that bend. When the time is right, when they're ready, those seeds that have been planted are going to help be that fire and that fuel to drive their progress forward. So the rating and review is going to help us on the back end create that beautiful listening experience for everybody and anybody who comes across this show. And this is going to help the stories and the experiences from every guest, from every past giants amongst us, and all of those that are still to come. It'll help those experiences fall in the ears of new listeners. So it's about building, it's about growing together, and it's about trying to navigate and make the best of this dance we call life. And speaking of this dance we call life, what about that beautiful, beautiful hidden gem within each one of us? That hidden gem. I'm talking about intuition. In native traditions, it's often referred to as the spiritual sense within, living outside concrete reality and without any need for conscious reasoning. It can be irrational. It can even be spontaneous. Some might even warn against it, saying, don't get too caught up in it. But I think that there's room for balance. We can combine the rational, logic side with our intuitive nature. They can coexist. We can bring them together, marry them, and those can help guide us and help us navigate this world around us, help us experience this world around us, and help us be the people that we were meant to be. According to Carl Jung's psychology, intuition is unlike feeling or thinking, where the contents hold the character of something that's been derived or deduced by either logic or reasoning, consciously and willfully. Intuition, on the other hand, has the character of a fact, of some type of certainty that was given to us via our unconscious. And when talking about the conscious and the unconscious mind, I like how it was explained when it was referred to as it being an iceberg. So the conscious mind, conscious awareness, which involves everything around us, our conscious decisions, is likened to that piece of the iceberg that you can see above the water. And then you have what's below it, what can't be seen. That's the unconscious mind. And that's where all the memories from past experiences are housed. And it also has knowledge and information and resources of all the unconscious beliefs that we've gathered throughout our lifetime about ourselves and about the whole world around us. You could even say that it could be the equivalent to someone having an epiphany or a revelation. Something just dawned on me out of the blue. It was like the clouds opened up and everything became clear in that moment. That right there has more of the character of your intuition coming to life and speaking to you. And in medieval times, it was considered a magical power gifted only to the most enlightened. But throughout the years, we've come to understand that it isn't only reserved for the priests or for the elites, but to each one of us. Swinging back the hands of time a little bit and exploring some of the older traditions and cultures, like in ancient Egypt, the heart was the seat of intuition and the core of wisdom. It wasn't the brain. I was doing a little bit of research regarding intuition. I came across an interview with a Lakota tribe member, and something he mentioned stood out.
Bringing the message of the earth from where I come from. and that intuitive intelligence, as I call it, that we all are looking for, those original instructions to continue sustaining our ability to live here, which we've lost very fast in the Western world. You know, I could say it's just because of one thing or another, but I think because we lack a relationship with the earth, that we've got into the rationality of that there is a greater God or even a greater good, because that has taken us away and abstractly put us into heaven or down to hell. So in that binary thought process, we become so heavenly, we're no earthly good, and we forgot the instructions of the earth. And that's the message a lot of those who have had exposure to the Western world have not educated the wisdom out of ourselves.
Then you have the sages from the East who view it as a spontaneous resonance with the Tao, that all true force behind life. And for them, with a quiet mind and an open spirit, they give it room and allow it to rise up naturally without any force. And that's been the way for many. Like I already mentioned, it can be the equivalent to an epiphany, something just coming out of the blue, seemingly from out of nowhere. It's how beautiful poems have found their way onto blank pages, and how colorful textures, shapes, and tones brought canvases to life. It's how some of the greats composed classics. To quote Beethoven, "You ask me where I get my ideas. That I cannot tell you with certainty. They come unsummoned. Directly, indirectly, I could seize them with my hands out in the open air, in the woods, while walking, in the silence of the night, at dawn, excited by moods which are translated by the poet into words, by me into tones that sound and roar and storm about me till I have set them down in notes." We're talking about philosophers, authors, inventors, investors, hunters, entrepreneurs, doctors, mothers, fathers, explorers, and scientists, and any other profession you could think of. They are all filled with intuitive types. Albert Einstein, about one of his own theories, said, "I was sitting in the patent office in Bern when all of a sudden a thought occurred to me. If a person falls freely, he won't feel his own weight. I was startled. This simple thought made a deep impression on me. It impelled me toward a theory of gravitation." Charles D. Laughlin, an anthropologist, in his book Communing with the Gods, Consciousness, Culture, and the Dreaming Brain, says that approximately of the 4,000 cultures in the world, 90% seek and value alternate states of consciousness, especially dreams. And the reason for it is because it's an intuitive experience. It's a normal part of life for them. It's built into their education, into their community, events, ceremonies, and all of these other societal practices. Even pre-industrial Western societies valued the intuitive. The ancient Greeks consulted with the Oracle at Delphi for centuries. The Oracle of Apollo at Delphi was the highest regarded religious institution throughout ancient Greece. Political actions, forecast of wars and their outcomes, prophecies, what type of grains or seeds to plant. So even in an agricultural sense, the Delphic Oracle was the most influential source of wisdom in how the people would directly communicate with the gods. But as the advancements of industrializing a society approached, so came the divide between our intuitive nature and the skepticism and denial of it. Some psychologists and other professionals will warn you that you have to be very, very careful about using your intuition, because it has potential for error and could be misleading. And like I said, there's others who promote the idea that there can be a united, combined marriage between our logical side and our intuitive nature. the two can coexist. But I'm not here to direct your life. I'm not here to tell you what you should do, what's good for you. These are just ideas. It's ultimately left up to you to decide and experience things for yourself. So along with reason, with science, and with imagination, intuition has been for millennia one of the greatest tools to help for discovering truths, knowledge of self, knowledge of nature, and the world at large. This mysterious phenomenon that works beyond conscious awareness. Remember that iceberg, that part of it that's below the water, out of eyeshot, not able to be seen, is a deep-seated wisdom which isn't dependent on reality and culminates from a lifetime of experiences. And when regarding the collective unconscious, this wisdom reaches much deeper than the knowledge and experience of any one individual. Because when adding the spiritual perspective, the fact that we are all connected, the Tao, or the Chi, or Prana in India, and Mana in Polynesia, and Mayan Chulil, or Egyptian Ankh, or the Great Spirit in Native cultures, and even the Holy Spirit if you're Christian, it's shared by all. This is the same spiritual energy that we're all a part of and one with. It runs through us, creates, flows in all things, and is all things. It's us. We are it. And without it, nothing is. So this day, today, this right that I wrote, which I'm sharing and piggybacking with you all today in audio form, is me bringing it back to the forefront. This was sparked partly from a conversation that was had with a past guest, and partly because this is something that's been brewing inside of me, and I wanted to share some of that with you all. It's time to talk it up rather than shut it down. Like already mentioned, there are people that say beware of it. Don't trust too much into it. It could be misleading. There's room for error, but you can explore and experience this for yourself. Why can't the two coexist, our logic and reasoning side, with our intuitive side, science and the spiritual combined, coexisting together, this holistic approach, mind, body, spirit, soul, all in harmony, balanced, working together, navigating us, guiding us, leading us. And this is if we allow ourselves to explore it, to test it and experience it. How much more potential, freedom, truth, knowledge, creativity might we be able to tap into? There's only one way to find out. And the cool thing about it is you can start right where you're at right now. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this little talk. I would love to hear what you have to say about it, your own insights and input. You know where you can leave feedback, where you can get in touch with us. At giantsamongstus.org. So we're going to continue to share stories. We're going to continue to share in this unique human experience together. On deck and next up and coming is a story and a conversation with Alex, and he's going to talk about how psychedelic therapy helped him with the trauma in his life at a young age where he was abused by a teacher. He talks about the ways in which psychedelic therapy helped him. So stay tuned for that. And if you're someone who wants to stay in the loop, you want to stay connected and be notified and just updated every time there's a new episode, there's a new video, there's a new blog up, be sure to check out the show notes where you'll have the information there, how you can just stay up to date on what's going on with the show, or just check back on the website. That's the house for Giants Amongst Us. We're going to catch up and do this again real soon. You guys be safe out there. You be sane and be the change that you wish to see. Before I go, I'd like to remind you all that if you would like to be a part of the show and share your story, or maybe a story of someone in your life that has impacted you in a positive way, you could always reach out to us via email. We'd be happy to connect. Until next time, and very soon, peace.
Do-wop, 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 do-do-do-wop, do-wop.
I'm looking for a sign to know I'm on the right road. Ain't seen no signs since Jericho.